on Saturday in Seattle when we were down there for the couple concerts. We're walking through town, and it was hard not to notice a pack of people completely dressed like furry animals walking through the center of town. There was like, I don't know, five or six full on, like they were going on to The Masked Singer or something like that. They had full hats. I mean, like full animal, like costumes from head to toe with tails, and some had paws and backpacks with other animals sticking out of the backpacks.
Now wait a second. Isn't the ground wet and stuff?
No, it was dry all weekend.
Okay.
It was dry. It was a nice weekend.
So they didn't have shoes on or anything?
Well,
no.
I mean, they probably had shoes on underneath the feet, you know, or maybe there was feet built into those things. But they were full-on full-on head-to-toe animal costumes. There was like a tiger. There was another one that was like some kind of cat. And then there was one that looked like a raccoon. And
I'm just saying, Brett, if I have the money invested in one of those furry outfits, I don't want to be on this. I don't want to have my furry shoes, like my furry feet, getting gunked up by the street debris and stuff.
Well,
I would have, I want to have special shoes or boots for my furry costume.
This is, this is before sundown, so it's before 4 o'clock, 4:30 or something like that, and they're just cruising through town. I don't know where they were going, but I laughed. I thought, if you go in to have a cocktail or something like that somewhere, you got to take the whole helmet off and show your ID and everything and take the head off when you sit down and, like, eating with the utensils on the paws and everything. I imagine it created some difficulties. And I don't...
You looked up,
some kind of situation going on?
Not a situation.
A convention is what I mean.
Yeah. That they have these every year when there's not a pandemic in Seattle. And this one is called Anthrofest, as in anthropomorphic. Okay. Not porn, or morphic. And these are people who dress, who get these costumes, these animal costumes, and there's some kind of convention where they gather. Now, I don't know to what, you said you saw them on the streets wearing the costumes, so I guess there's a lot of that in public that they're wearing.
You got to get from one place to the other.
I'm on their Twitter site right now.
I don't know how many cats an Uber car can pick up. I don't know if there's a limit on cats. I don't know.
This went on all weekend in Seattle. The convention did. And they had, it says here, on Saturday night, they had a big reception for their sponsors. They got sponsors for the Anthropomorphic Festival at Daniel's Broiler.
That's a
nice place.
Yeah.
So we imagine you're hanging out at Daniel's Broiler.
And maybe a tiger walks past you.
Maybe it's your special night. You're going to propose to your loved one, or it's your 50th anniversary, and you are seated next to a table of tigers and pink ponies and, that kind of thing going on. I don't know if they wore that in the inside the
Is there a head check at the front? If you're, you're going to have some dinner, you want to check your horse head at the front.
Do you think Daniel's Broiler would let them wear? They would. You think they'd let them wear that in there?
Oh yeah,
they would
probably. I don't know. Maybe they have some kind of dress code. I think Myers is standing by. I couldn't get it if it was Myers or Chris.
Who's this?
Well, he said that he heard that we were wanting to talk to someone that's into the furry game, and he says that he's recently forayed into that.
Okay, and what is your name? I didn't get your name.
Chris from Myers.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. This is my first time actually doing this. I'm like so excited. I'm trying not to cry.
Wait. This is your first time doing what?
Calling in.
Calling into the show. Okay. So do you know what we were talking about? This the anthropomorphic festival that Brad encountered in Seattle over the weekend.
Yes, I am aware of it. I've never been myself. I actually wanted to go a couple of years ago, but work got in the way. But I've been in the fandom for years now.
Do you have an outfit? Do you have a costume?
Not yet, but I have one in the works. I I have a little bit more to pay off on it, and then it'll be shipped out.
Well, hold on a second, Leb. What are we? What's the? How much do these things cost?
That all depends on what you're looking for. Mine, with all the add-ons, probably costs a little over $2,000.
Yeah, all right. Well, you're sitting. Now, what are you? What is it? What kind of animal are you?
I have a tiger on the way.
Okay. You're going to be a you'll be a tiger.
Tail? I mean, does it have like all the way down to all four paws, and then the head and the tail and all?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you have everything. Now, would you go on? And I was a little concerned about the people who have invested this kind of money in their suits walking on the streets, not just of Seattle, but any city, and getting, you know, getting street debris on their costumes. Would you wear special shoes, or are you going to go out there with your tiger feet and then just and be okay with that on your suit?
From what I understand, a lot of fursuit makers actually make special padding and other
reinforced
things
shoes and stuff. Yeah,
yeah, something like that to help kind of keep them clean. Yeah. And then, you know, for the suits themselves, you know, with all that stuff that gets in them, you actually have to clean them. Like, some people throw them in the bathtub. Others, if they have large enough,
the
like,
bathtub.
Washers, will
now,
throw.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, have you tried someone else's on and you know, hey, this is, I want to do this? Or have you, do you know how hot you get in those things?
From what I understand, it's a very big taboo to wear somebody else's suit.
So you don't ask. So you don't ask somebody, hey, can I try your suit on?
That's
a faux pas.
From what I understand, that is a part of one of the taboos in the fandom, is asking somebody to wear their suit.
Okay. And now, are these suits, Chris? Are these suits? Are they characters in like cartoons or shows or animation, or are they like a person's own design?
They can be of your own design, or some people do use cartoon inspiration. But for the most part, all your fursuits are extensions of yourself. Like, your fursona is an extension of yourself.
And that's the whole anthropomorphic.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the definition, I guess, of anthropomorphic, isn't it? They're all animals, right?
Yes, there are furries, and then there's a subgroup called scalies, which are like your lizards and your dragons.
Scalies.
I would rather have the furries, I think, than the scalies.
Well, what if you're a kraken, though? Well, then you'd be a scaly, Brad.
Now, when you get together at these conventions and stuff, do you keep the thing on 24/7 and nobody ever finds out who you are? It's completely anonymous. Or at some point in the evening or at the end of the weekend, does everybody go, there's a big reveal and everybody gets to know each other?
Well, like the Masked Singer. Yeah. That's what you're talking
about. From what I understand, again, I've never personally been to one of these. I would suspect it's up to each individual person. But from what I understand, most people leave them on except for to sleep.
Mm-hmm. All right, so otherwise it's not. Well,
or
wait,
if
now,
there
hold
is
on.
Any sleep.
What if you're going to Daniel's boiler and you're you're having dinner? You got to have your wallet on you. You got to have your cell.
Show
your phone,
ID if you're going to have a drink.
That's right. Your mask. What? Yeah. You got to have all that.
I'm not sure how that works. Actually.
All right. Well, you're going to have to look at that, Chris, before you go into these conventions. You know, check all that. That stuff out. Well, all right. Well, good for you.
Good luck on that. How much more you got to pay on the tiger suit?
$200.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be all set for the next
2022 is going to be the year of the tiger.
Yeah, you're going to be all over Pike and Pine in that tiger suit next year. You're going to be everywhere with that. All right. Chris, thank you. It was a pleasure talking with
you.
Have
a great Thanksgiving.
You too, guys. And it was so nice to be able to actually finally do this.
Yeah. Well, it was nice talking to you. Thank you, Chris.
All right. Okay.
Well, there you go, Brad. There's a
little more info.
There was a peek inside the suit. And the most important thing you learned is you don't ask for another person's suit. Nope. You don't try to put that on.